哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习的题目是医治这水。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is heal our water.
首先我们来请打开列王记下第二章。
First of all, let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第十九节到二十二节。
Verse 19 to 22.
列王记下第二章十九到二十二节。
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Verse 19, the man of the city said to Elisha, Look, our Lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive. Verse 20.Bring me a new bowl, he said, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Verse 21. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. Verse 22. And the water has remained wholesome to this day, according to the word, Elisha has spoken.
今天晚上我们就以这短短几节的这个神迹作为互相的查考。
This will be the passage of God's miracle for our sharing tonight.
这里是记载一个人叫做以利沙。
It talks about this one character, Elisha.
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
他是一个先知。
He is a prophet.
就是神人。
Prophet is people of God.
就是为神工作的人。
People who work for God.
以利沙之前是一个学生。
Elisha was a student before.
跟随先知以利亚来学习。
And he followed Prophet Elijah.
以利亚是一个很伟大的先知。
Prophet Elijah was a great prophet.
但是再伟大的人也有离开世界的一天。
But then doesn't matter how great you are a person, you still have to depart this world someday.
当以利亚离开之后。
And after Elijah departed,
由以利沙来接续他的工作。
Elisha was the person who has taken over his role.
神的工是不可以停止的。
God's work will never cease.
但是人要尽力的去接。
But then as human, we have to try our best to continue.
有训练，有接续这个工作。
Training and also continuance in the job.
这个就是很重要的。
That's very important.
今天我们在教会也是一样。
It's the same for our church today.
教会有很多的工作。
In the church, we have a lot of work.
但是我们也要长远的眼光来看，到底以后训练人来接班。
But then we must have a long-term view as to how we can train people and also prolong this process.
我们的家庭也是一样。
And same to our family.
我们自己这一代可能信主很深。
You know, this generation that we live in, perhaps we hold on to the belief quite well.
但是我们也没有办法把这个信仰也传给下一代。
But then how are we supposed to pass it on to our next generation?
所以现在百姓他们遇到一些问题了。
And people has encountered problems.
以利沙是一个新的先知。
Elisha was a new prophet.
可以说没有什么经验。
He was unexperienced.
而且他遇到这个问题，他老师好像没有处理过。
Especially this kind of problem he has never encountered before.
可以从人那边可以说得不到很这个经验的传承。
I don't think he could have gotten any words of experience from other people.
但是有问题的时候怎么办呢？
But then in this situation of problem, what can he do?
只要有神的话。
As long as you have the words of God.
问题是可以解决的。
Problem can be solved.
但是问题怎么会得到解决呢？
But how can a problem be solved?
首先第十九节告诉我们。
First of all, in verse 19 it said,
耶利哥城的人去跟以利沙讲。
A people of the city of Jericho told Elisha.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
当然神人先知什么都知道。
Of course, as a prophet, he knows everything.
但是你自己有问题。
But then if you have your own problem,
我们要主动的去找神。
Then we must be proactive in looking at, pursuing after God.
神在等我们这句话。
God is long awaiting for this word.
神知道我们的需要。
God knows better our needs.
但是神在等我们自己开口。
But then God wanted us to open up our mouth.
所以耶利哥城的人就去找先知。
So the people of city of Jericho went to look for Prophet Elisha.
今天你有问题的时候。
Today if you have the same problem.
你会去找谁呢？
Who will you look for?
可能先找朋友。
Maybe you look for your friends.
可能先找医生。
Maybe you look for doctors.
可能先找介绍所。
Maybe you look for consultants.
但是有问题的时候，应该先找谁呢？
But then, when you first confront problem, who is the first one that you should approach?
不要忘记要找神啊。
You shouldn't forget.
所以
the first one you should look for is God.
就是人去找先知。
God, this is very important that people was looking for Prophet Elisha.
把这个问题告诉他。
And then told him about the problem.
这个问题很大。
This problem was severe.
就是说这个地方啊，虽然地势美好啊，但是啊，水很差。
Even though this town is well situated, but then the water is bad.
差到啊，连那些土产啊，那些农作物啊，那个果子啊，都会还没有成熟都掉下来了。
It's so bad that the land is so unproductive. A lot of trees cannot come to fruition.
啊，记不记得去年冬天秋天的时候我们下雨下太多了水都不能喝
If you can recall the rain last fall or winter
可以说是很痛苦了
Too much water that even to the extent that we cannot drink the water
同样的
it's painful
这个水那么差
And it's the same way that this water is bad
不能喝
It's not drinkable
不能种东西
It's not able to be productive for plants
为什么这个水那么差呢
Why is this water so bad?
首先我们要知道这个神迹发生在什么地方。
First of all, we must understand where this miracle has happened.
十九节告诉我们说这个神迹发生在耶利哥城。
Verse 19, it told us that this incident happened in the city of Galilee.
Jericho.
Jericho, excuse me.
耶利哥在哪里呢?
Where is Jericho?
如果你看这个地图啊。
If you look at the map.
中间有一颗蓝色的星星那个就是耶路撒冷。
If you look at there's a blue star which is Jerusalem.
那么在右边呢，就是在死海的 Dead Sea 的上面一点点，那个红色那个星星呢，就是耶利哥了 Jericho.
On the right of the blue star, or in the north of this Dead Sea, will be the city of Jericho.
这个耶利哥城为什么那么特别呢？
Why is this city of Jericho special?
考古学家告诉我们呢。
Archaeologists has told us.
耶利哥城啊是世界上最早的城市之一。
City of Jericho is one of the oldest city on earth.
左边那个图片就是说公元前呢、七八千年呢、他们的房子的这个遗址。
On the left picture, it shows us the remnants of the house of people. At 7,000 or 8,000 years before Christ.
右边那个图画，今天的耶利哥城啊，也有很多巴勒斯坦的难民呢，还住在那边。
And as of today, there are still a lot of refugees from Palestine that live in the land.
为什么人类那么早都住那边呢？
And why people has dwelt in that land long ago?
因为那边的地势啊，那个环境啊，很不错。
Because the surroundings and environment was great.
但是为什么会有问题呢？
But then why was there a problem?
我们知道约书亚带领以色列百姓要进迦南地的时候
We know that when Joshua, right before he led the people into the land of Canaan
过了约旦河
After they passed the river of Jordan
第一个要攻打的城就是耶利哥
The first city they have to conquer was city of Jericho
这个城也是所有迦南地的城里面最大最坚固的一个城
This city is one of the most strong fortress ever built.
神就告诉他们。
And God has told them.
你怎么攻打他呢？
How can you attack them?
首先你带着百姓一天围绕城一次。
First of all, you must bring lead your people to go around the city once a day.
这样绕。
Then you go around it.
第七天绕七次。
And on the seventh day, you should go around the city seven times.
绕完之后大声喊。
And after went around for seven times, then you shout.
这个城墙就垮了。
And this city wall will collapse itself.
一个很大的神迹。
That was one of the great miracles.
以色列百姓就这样子攻打这个城了。
So people of Israel, that was how they attack into the city.
但是神告诉百姓。
But then God told the people.
约书亚记第六章二十六节。
Joshua chapter.
六章二十六节
Chapter 6 Verse 26
约书亚记第六章二十六节
Joshua chapter 6 Verse 26 Verse 26 At that time Joshua pronounced this solemn oath Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertake to rebuild the city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son will he lay its foundations, at all the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates.
约书亚这里带领百姓的七个誓。
So Joshua has led the people and pronounced a solemn oath.
说如果谁要在这个地方要重建起来的话，
If somebody were to rebuild this city,
他会受很大的灾祸。
He or she will be cursed.
为什么这样呢？
Why was that so?
很明显呢，神不希望人在这个城里面再一次的重建。
Apparently, God didn't want anybody to rebuild the city ever.
这个是代表一个罪恶的城市。
It represents a city of sin.
代表他们攻打过的地方。
It symbolizes a place where they have conquered.
神不希望他们在这边重建。
God did not want them to rebuild the city.
后来有很多人想要在这边重建。
And later on, a lot of people wanted to rebuild the city.
虽然神刑罚他们。
Even God has punished them.
但是他们还是喜欢住在那边。
But then they still love to live at that place.
所以到最后这个城这个水就是还是不行。
Eventually the water has turned bad.
所以这个是一个很重要的教训在里面。
I think there is very important teaching behind this.
这个耶利哥可以代表什么呢？
What does city of Jericho represent?
可以代表这个繁荣丰富的世界。
It symbolizes the civilization and also advancements of one's society.
表面上看起来很漂亮。
On the appearance, it looks nice.
表面上看起来地理环境很好。
On appearance, it has good environment and surrounding.
很好享受，很好做生意。
Lots of good enjoyment and it's a good place to do business.
很好生活。
It's a very good place to live at.
但是你仔细看看里面的人。
But then you look carefully into the people of the city.
里面的人真的那么开心吗？
Are those people living in a city that happy?
里面很多人呢，心里都很苦。
Many people felt bitter.
没有快乐。
There was no happiness.
因为在最终。
Because they live in sin.
没有盼望。
There was no hope.
很劳苦。
There was much toil.
到最后被攻打，被焚烧，这个世界就是这样。
Eventually you got conquered and you were killed.
这个世界是神留起来，到以后主再来会被焚烧的。
And that's just like this world today, that one day it will be destructed by the Lord.
所以这个告诉我们很重要。
And this is very important to us.
我们请看约伯记第二十一章。
Please turn to Job chapter 21.
约伯记二十一章。
Job chapter 21.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
约伯记二十一章二十五节。
Job chapter 21, verse 25. Verse 25.Another man dies in bitterness of soul, never having enjoyed anything good.
这是圣经的话。
This is the word in the Bible.
有人自死心中都痛苦啊。
There are people who die in bitterness,
bitterness
of soul.
就是很苦啊。
Bitterness means being very bitter.
苦有两种。
And there are two kinds of bitterness.
一种是肉体的苦。
One is of the physical.
如果我们物质很缺乏。
If we are very lack of in our material needs.
生活很就在很艰苦。
And if you live poorly.
这个是很难受的。
That is one kind of bitterness.
可能三餐都吃不饱。
Maybe you don't eat well.
但是比艰苦还辛苦的是什么呢？
But there's another kind of bitterness which is bitter of all.
心灵上的痛苦。
Which is the bitterness of soul.
可能我们三餐不会缺乏。
Perhaps we are not lack of anything to eat.
但是生活在黑暗里面。
But then we live in the darkness.
没有盼望。
There was no hope.
所以这句话是形容有一些人在世上到死那一天心中还是痛苦的。
And this is a description of people how they die in bitterness until the day they die.
到断气那一刻还是痛苦的。
Until the moment when they give up their last breath,
为什么?
They still suffer in bitterness.
终身都没有尝过福乐的滋味。
Because they have never enjoyed anything good ever.
这句话值得我们想想。
This is worth for us to think over.
再来，箴言十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
第十节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10.
十四章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10.
十四章第十节。
Chapter 14, verse 10. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy.
这里说心中的苦自己才知道。
So it says right here, each heart knows its own bearings.
今天我们问候人都会说，哎、hey, ，How are you? How's going?
Today we greet others by asking, How are you doing?
我们一般的回答都会说 Oh, I'm fine, good.
And probably a majority of us will say that I'm fine.
这是你大家都期待你的答案。
And that's what's the and that's the kind of answer that people are expecting.
但是是不是每一个人都那么 good 呢？都那么好呢
？But then, in actual fact, are every single person doing that well?
你有问题，你可以告诉别人吗
？If you have problem, do you just tell others straight?
你可以随随便便的告诉同事啊，普通的朋友吗
？If you can, you really casually just tell your colleagues or your friends.
如果人家问你 How are you? 你一说，哎呀，我很多问题啊，家庭问题啊，身体问题啊，什么问题啊？大家看到就怕了，以后就不敢问你。
If somebody were to greet you with How are you? If you were to start to go on with an episode of bitterness, then people will try to avoid you in the future.
所以大家都很多的心中的苦啊。
A lot of people suffer in their soul.
但是这也说心中的苦啊，自己才知道啊。
This bitterness of soul is only known by yourself.
心中的喜乐，外人也无干呐。
That no one else can share his joy.
就是说，一般的世界人呢、啊，他们不会分享这些的。
People in this world will never share with all these.
所以你有眼泪，你自己回家哭吧。
If you shed your tears, go home.
也没有可以依靠，没有可以倾诉的对象。
There's no reliance, no people that you can talk to.
所以这个很重要。
That's very important.
今天我们的泉源在哪里
？Where's our source today?
如果我们的泉源是放在耶利哥城
，If this source is out of city of Jericho，
如果我们的盼望是放在世界
，If our hope is placed on this world，
到最后都是很苦、啊。
Eventually， it will be only bitterness。
有人的盼望，有人的泉源就放在世界的财富上面。
There are people's hope。And also their source that was founded on this water of this world.
没有错，这个世界的财富，股票市场有时候涨得很高，大家很高兴啊。
And of course, the stock market could have gone up very high, and people are going after wealth.
一下子没有预警的就垮下来了啊，人就很难失望啊。
But then all of a sudden, this market crashes, and people are disappointed.
所以人的泉源在哪里呢？
Where is the source?The spring for people.
我们不能把泉源放在耶利哥城。
We shouldn't build this spring in the city of Jericho.
我们的泉源要放在哪里？
Where should we place this spring at?
我们看诗篇八十七篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 87.
诗篇八十七篇。
Psalm chapter 87.
八十七篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 87, verse 7. Verse 7. As they make music, they will sing.All my fountains are in you.
这句话很好，要画起来。
You should highlight this verse.
八十七篇第七节啊。
Psalm chapter 87, verse 7.
唱歌的、跳舞的要说。
As they make music, they will sing.
我的泉源都在你里面。
All my fountains are in you.
但你是哪里？是神呢？
What do we mean by you here? You means God.
我们所有的盼望、喜乐的泉源都在神里面。
All our hope and also fountain of joy is within God.
如果你在神里面的话
，If you are within God,
你就会平安、喜乐、盼望。
Then you will enjoy peace, joy, and hope.
生活可能觉得很简单。
And your life will be simple.
但是什么都不缺。
But you're not lack of anything.
所以我们的盼望要在主里面。
Then our hope should be in the Lord.
那么这个世界就是很苦的。
This world is indeed bitter.
那什么会让它变成苦呢
？And what makes it bitter?
我们看《使徒行传》第八章啊。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 8.
八章二十三节。
Acts chapter 8, verse
23. 使徒行传八章二十三节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 23.For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive of sin.
这里是记载彼得他们去传福音。
It says here when Peter was preaching.
彼得按手就有圣灵降下。
Peter lay hands on those believers and Holy Spirit was descended.
西门看见了。
And Simon saw it.
这个西门是另外一个西门的，不是西门彼得。
This is another person by the name of Simon. It's not Simon Peter.
他就拿钱给彼得。
So he gave money to Peter.
这个钱给你，你这个能力给我。
He said that I'll offer you this money and you give me this ability.
让我可以按手人，也有人得圣灵。
So that when I lay hand on people, people will receive Holy Spirit.
彼得这个时候就责备他了。
Then Peter rebuked him.
彼得二十三节这里说，我看得出来。
Peter said that. For I can see.
你正在苦胆之中啊。
You are full of bitterness.
你被罪捆绑啊。
That you are captive by sin.
为什么彼得会这样讲呢？
Why did Peter say that?
第一，因为西门这个人心中不纯正。
Because Simon doesn't have a right heart, righteous heart.
他以为这种宗教、这种圣灵这种东西啊，是可以当为这个得利益的门路。
Because he thought that this Holy Spirit can be used as a means of gaining wealth.
今天如果我买了这个能力了，以后我实行这个能力出来，大概就赚到钱了。
If I have this ability, then I can make use of it to make more money.
他心中在神面前不纯正了。
So he doesn't have a right heart before God.
虽然他想得到圣灵的能力。
Even though he wanted this power of Holy Spirit.
但是呢，神是不喜欢他的。
But God was displeased.
他自己也在受苦当中啊。
And he was suffering in the bitterness.
他跟神的关系不好，他自己是受苦的。
So if he does not have good relationship with God, then he is the one that is suffering.
今天我们常常会不会觉得很苦闷呢？
Sometimes do we feel bitterness?
不开心呢？
Or unhappy?
可能我们跟神的关系啊出了问题。
Perhaps there is problem between God and us.
第二个问题。
And secondly,
这个西门啊，他以为啊，钱可以解决一些问题。
And Simon thought that money can solve everything.
你给我钱，我给你钱，你给我圣灵。
I give you money and you give me the Holy Spirit.
他以为钱可以买到神的能力啊。
He thought that with money he can buy the power of God.
到最后他就失望了。
Then he was disappointed.
所以钱很重要。
Power was very.
钱是很重要。
Money is very important.
但是如果我们以为钱可以解决一切的问题的话。
But then if you think that money can solve anything.
把世界放在第一位的话。
If you place this world as first in your heart,
被罪捆绑的话,
then if you are captivated by sin,
这样子啊，也在苦胆之中啊,
then you are suffering in bitterness.
我们知道这个世界很多的罪恶的东西啊,
we know that this world is full of sin.
有淫乱,
there is sexual immorality.
酗酒,
there is people who are drunk.
毒品,
there are drugs.
什么什么很多东西加在一起啊,
there are lots of bad things.All lumps up together.
其实我们知道。
As a matter of fact, we know.
你把所有的酱油啊，甜酸苦辣什么都通通混在一起啊。
If you were to mix the soy sauce with all the chili and all other ingredients,
到最后只有一种味道。
Then at the end, there will be only one taste to it.
就是舌头伸出来，哎呀，很苦啊。
Which is bitterness.
这个世界的所有的享受，所有的最终之乐也是在一起。
All this enjoyment of this world.It's just likewise.
所有享受过的
all these enjoyment,
到最后只有一个结论
There's only one conclusion to all these enjoyment.
我把自己身体搞到这样
So then we hurt our body this way.
我把人生浪费了
Then we wasted our life.
也是很苦
Then you are still living in bitterness.
所以因为这个水是苦的
And because of this water is bitter
我们看回来这个列王记下第二章
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2
第十九节、啊、
Verse 19
十九节就是说因为这个水、啊、不好、啊、所以、啊、土产就不熟而落、啊、
It says here but the water is bad and the land is unproductive
想想话这四个字很重要
Think about these words which are very important
不熟而落什么叫做不熟而落呢这还没有熟啊就掉下来了、第二章第十九节、啊、
It doesn't say、
right. 中文有英文可能没有了、啊 yes. 什么叫不熟而落就是还没有熟就掉下来
了、What do we mean by fruits that fell off the tree without ripening
就是你差点得到这个东西了
That means to say that you almost get this thing.
你以为得到了。
But you thought that you have already gotten it.
准备可以收割了。
And you were ready to harvest it.
这个它自己掉下来。
But then it fell off the tree itself.
甩破了。
Then the fruit was destroyed.
也不好吃啊。
Then the fruit cannot be consumed.
今天我们的人生也是这样。
Today is likewise to our life.
我们在世上很劳碌啊。
In this world, we toil.
每一个礼拜工作七八十个小时、啊、
We work 70 to 80 hours a week
就是为了要更好的生活
In order to get a better life
但是如果我们生活中没有神、啊、
But then if there is no God in our life
如果我们的水、啊、是苦的
If our water is bitter
你很多东西好像得到了
Then a lot of things seems that in within your reach
到最后你也享受不到
But eventually, you will never be able to reach to it.
看到，准备拿着，这是坏掉了。
Things that you could see, but you can never touch it.
赚到很多了。
You probably have earned much.
夫妻感情淡掉。
Then the relationship between husband and wife was diminished.
赚了很多了。
Then perhaps you have a lot of money.
孩子可能忽略了。
Then you neglected your children.
得到名利了。
Then perhaps you have status or fame.
身体弄坏了。
Then youhurt your own body already.
得到世界了。
Perhaps you had this world.
在神面前一毛钱都没有。
Before God, you're worthless.
灵魂也不见了。
You lost your soul.
好像看到土产了，没有熟就丢下来了。
And looks like you're looking at this fruit, but even before you reach out to get it, it fell.
今天我们劳劳碌碌，是不是我们的土产不熟而落了？
Today we pursue so hard after all these things.
没有主的话，我们的生命是空虚的。
Without God, our life is vanity.
那我们来看看以利沙怎样来医治这个水。
So how did Elisha heal the water?
二十节。
Verse 20. Second King chapter 2, verse 20. Bring me a new bowl, he said, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him.
第一个动作，以利沙就叫人来拿一个瓶子来了。
First of all, he instructed people to bring him a new bowl.
圣经这里当然是没有写，但是这个瓶一定是空的瓶。
Of course, the Bible didn't say much more about this new bowl, but I believe that it's an empty bowl.
不可能说这个瓶都满了东西还能用吗？
It shouldn't be a bowl full of stuff.
所以第一，拿一个空的瓶来。
So first of all, he would get a newempty bowl.
要怎么医治这个水呢？
So how can he solve? Can he heal this water?
需要一个空的东西。
He knew, he need this empty bowl.
马太福音第五章。
In Matthew chapter 5.
马太第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3. Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
在神国。在主耶稣看来，什么是有福气的呢？
In the eyes of God, what is the most blessed in the kingdom of heaven?
跟世界人不一样。
It is different from this world.
在世界人看来，
In the eyes of people in this world,
他会说你在温哥华有很多房子，你就有福气了。
Maybe people will think that while you have a lot of houses in Vancouver, you are blessed.
你有美好的家庭就是有福气了。
And perhaps you have a very nice family and you are blessed.
你有很多存款，你就有福气了。
Or maybe you have a lot of bank deposits, you are blessed.
在世界人看来，有就等于有福气。
In the eyes of people in this world, if you have something in this world, you are rich.
但是在神看来不一样。
But in the eyes of God, it's just the opposite.
神说，耶稣说，虚心的人有福了。
God says that blessed are the poor in spirit.
什么叫虚心呢？
What do we mean by poor in spirit?
英文是说 poor in spirit, 就心灵很空的，很贫穷的人。
The poor in spirit meaning that your heart is empty.
就是说你心里很需要神，你很多空间。
That means your heart is so eager, is eager to pursue after God.
一个空的器皿才可以装东西。
It is only with an empty vessel can you fill things up with it.
器皿装满了，你怎么塞东西进去？
If this vessel is full of stuff, then you can no longer put any more things in it.
我们今天每一个信徒都是一个器皿。
Today, as a believer, we're just like the vessel.
但是为什么有人听的道理几十年了还是一样啊？
But why people listen to the sermon for 10-some years, they're still the same old self.
很简单。
It's very simple.
我们有时候这个器皿已经满了自己的东西了。
Because this vessel is full of stuff.
我的观念。
My concept.
我的看法。
My perspective.
我的感觉。
My feeling,
我都认为,
my contemplations,
满了,
it's all full.
你再怎么装东西进去还是掉出来。
Doesn't matter how you try to fill stuff in it, it still flow over.
但是主耶稣说,
But then Jesus said,
你心中很空啊,
if your heart is empty,
什么都没有,
without a thing in it,
很贫穷,
poor in spirit,
你有福气了,
then you're blessed.
因为天国啊, 是你的了。
Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
值得我们思想啊。
This is worth for us to ponder upon.
所以这个空的器皿很重要。
So it's very important to have an empty vessel.
我们今天在神面前。
Today before God.
我们要先把里面的东西先掏出来。
First of all, we have to throw out everything in the vessel.
在神面前，我们又是一个贫穷的人。
Before God, we are the poor of spirit.
神就会充满我们了。
And God will fill us.
所以拿着我们的罪。
So take away our sin.
拿走我们的骄傲。
Take away our pride.
拿走我们的偏见。
Take away our prejudice.
拿走我们的旨意。
Take away our righteousness.
这神的道啊，它可以进到我们里面。
Take away our egoism, then God will fill us in.
第二，这个瓶子是新的。
And secondly, this vessel is new.
神说，不可以拿一个旧的、用过、装个猪油的、装个那个骨头的。
God says you cannot use an old vessel that has been filled with oil or other debris.
给我一个新的。
He said that, give me a new bowl.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
请看马太第九章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
马太九章十七节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 17. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
这个时候打一个比喻。
And so this is a parable that Jesus said.
新酒不能放在旧皮袋。
New wine cannot be put into old wineskins.
新酒发酵还没有完毕。
Because the new wine is still not fully fermented.
所以它会产生很多的气体。
Therefore, a lot of gas will be created in the process.
旧皮袋已经没有这个弹性。
So because this old wine skin is without elasticity.
所以当里面的气体在增加，没有弹性的旧皮袋就会爆掉。
So as the gas were to produce more in the process, then this old skin will just burst.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
主的话是新酒。
God's word is actually the new wine.
会有很大的冲击的。
It will have great impact on you.
要改变我们的生命。
In order to change your life.
听起来有时候不舒服的。
It's very uneasy to listen to.
早上晚上我们吃饱饭胀气也是不舒服。
And just like if we ate too much and we're full,
不舒服啊。
We don't feel good.
但是如果新酒放在旧我们的旧皮袋，如果我们的观念是旧的话
，And if we are just like the old wine skin and having old concept,
所以听了主的道理也没有办法接受啊。
Doesn't matter how much you listen to the word of God.It will never change you.
这个并不是说神的道理会常会变一些新的东西出来，并不是这样。
It doesn't mean that only the word of God can come up with new things.
神的道理是不变的。
God's word will never change.
但是我们应该有新的领悟。
But then we must have a new contemplation on the word.
譬如说，可能我们第一次听到说洗礼要怎么洗。
Perhaps the first time we hear about how we should go through the baptism.
彩色赦罪的功效。
Then we'll have this effect of washing away the sin.
以前我们可能就说，哎呀，没有必要。
In the past, probably we think that it's not important.
因为我们的心还没有改过来。
Because our heart was never changed.
有一天你明白了。
But then one day you understand.
哎呀，这个那么重要。
Then you understand the fact that it's very, very important.
我怎么可以不接受这个洗礼呢？
Why can I not accept this baptism?
而你当你心一打开呢？
So when you open up your heart,
就好像一个新的皮袋一样。
It's just like a new wine skin.
就好像一个新的瓶子一样。
It's just like a new vessel.
是干净的。
It's a clean one.
是可以完全被主所用的。
It can be totally used by God.
所以今天我们的心，我们的水，如果是苦的话
，If our heart or our water is bitter,
我们要看看。
Then we must look at ourselves.
我们要用个新的态度来接受主的话。
Use a new concept to accept the words of God.
第二个动作。
And secondly,
看回来《列王记下》第二章。
Let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
他出到水源。
Then he went out to the spring.
以利沙他自己带着这些盐呢，出到水源。
So Elisha brought along with him the salt and went out to the spring.
当时耶利哥城一定要很多的这个河流啊、支流啊都有啊。
In the city of Jericho at that time, there was a lot of streams and creeks in it.
但是啊，只有一个源头。
But then there was only one source to these waters.
那个源头就是供应所有的支流啊、其他的水源呢。
This source is the main supply to the water to all these creeks and springs.
所以以利沙知道说我要去到那个水源。
So Elisha knew better that he has to go to this spring.
这个告诉我们很重要一点。
This is very important to us.
今天我们解决问题啊。
If we're trying to solve a problem today.
如果我们只停留在问题的表面。
We only stay at the surface.
那我们是解决不了问题的。
Then the problem cannot be solved.
比方来说。
Take for instance.
有时候我们想。
If we think about this.
问题到底在哪里？
Where does the problem lies?
为什么我们好像做什么事哈都得不到神的祝福啊？
Why I feel that God is not blessing me in anything that I do.
是不是我不够努力呢？
Is that because I didn't work hard enough?
我加班加不够呢？
Or if I hadn't gone overtime at my work enough?
赚到的钱都好像存不起来呢？
And it seems that I make so much money, but I can never save it.
这个问题的源头啊，并不一定是你不够努力啊。
And this source of the problem, perhaps it's not you that is not working hard enough.
那为什么神没有祝福？
But then, what's the problem that God is not blessing you?
找问题的源头啊。
Then you should look into the source of this problem.
是不是我过去啊，工作啊，都忙了，忽略了聚会？
And are you always busy at your work and you neglect it or ignore about church services?
哎呀，赚到钱。也没有奉献十分之一。
And perhaps even when you made money, you didn't make you didn't offer tithe.
像神没有祝福我。
Then God is not blessing you.
赚到了你花掉了。
And then when you make money, you spend it.
哎，那你就发觉，哎呀，这个才是源头啊。
Then you realize that is a source of problem.
有时候你会发觉。
Then sometimes you realize.
我们夫妻很相爱啊。
Husband and wife love each other.
为什么最近的关系好像越来越紧张了？
But then why the relationship has become more tight?
不是我们没有花钱去度假。
It's not because we didn't have money to go for a vacation.
哎，到底是问题是什么？
But what's the problem anyway?
哎呀，可能是我们两个的灵修啊，我们在神面前呢，我们跟神的关系啊，自己也疏远了。
Perhaps it's our spiritual cultivation that we are so far away from God.
哎呀，这个才是问题啊。
That is the main source of problem.
有人可能觉得。
Some people may thought,
为什么我很认真教我儿女啊?
Why did I teach my children so hard?
为什么他们就是不听呢?
But then my children didn't want to listen to me.
越跑越远呢?
Why did they go further and further away?
这个问题在哪里呢?
What is the root to this problem?
哎呀，要想想源头在哪里啊?
Think about what is the root to this problem.
哎，所有的问题,
All these problems, there will be only one source to it.
啊，有一些是我们自己忽略的。
There are things that we have ignored.
我们要先找到那个源头在哪里。
But then we have to first look for this root of problem.
另外一个源头。
But then there's another root.
我们跟神的关系啊，出了问题的话。
If we have problem in the relationship between God and us.
其他方面呢，也会得不到祝福。
Anything else you do will not be blessed.
哎，真的是这样。
It is very true.
所以我们要想问题的源头在哪里。
But then we have to think about the source of problem.
问题的源头对以利沙来说就是那个耶利哥的那个水泉。
The source of problem is the spring in the city of Jericho.
直接要找问题的源头出来对付它。
And if you found this source of problem, then you can attack it.
所以我们今天要想问题的源头在哪里。
So today we have to think about the source of problem.
问题的源头通常都是我们自己。
The source of problem usually is ourselves.
我们不要说，哎呀，问题的源头是他的，是他的，是他的。
Sometimes we try to blame others for being the source of problems.
问题的源头可能是我们自己啊。
But then I'll say the problem to this, all this problem probably all come from us.
在神面前要检讨什么
？Before God, what should I examine about?
啊，箴言第四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
22节。
Verse 22.
四章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
啊，这两节告诉我们了问题的源头啊，可以怎么解决啊？
So these two verses serve as an instruction for us as to how we can solve the problem.
22节告诉我们,
Verse 22 is said,
你得着了他,
For when you find them,
就有生命了,
then you will have a life.
你得了他,
when you have life,
你身体一得病都会好。
When you have them, even if you are sick, you will be healed.
哎，这个是他是什么呢?
What do we mean by them?
哎呀，第二十节就说是神的话语啊。
Verse 23 that it mentioned that it is the words of God.
有神的话语就可以解决这个问题。
With word of God, it will solve the problem.
没有把神的话语实行出来的话，
if we do not practice the word of God,
全身都生病，这个是属灵的病。
Then your whole body will be sick.
就没有生命了。
Then there will be no life to it.
23节说啊。
Verse 23 it said,
这个源头是什么呢？
What is this, where is this source of problem?
我的心啊。
It is your heart.
所以圣经说要保守自己的心啊。
Therefore the Bible says that guard your heart.
不要失去信心。
You should not lose faith.
不要有不好的意念。
You should not have ill intents.
保守住它。
You must preserve it.
因为一切的果效，英文是 wellspring of life, 就是心生命的泉源呢，都是从心里面发出来的。
Because the wellspring of life,comes from your heart.
所以心歪了，人就歪了。
So if your heart is not righteous, then things that you do will not be righteous.
我们今天要回到原点，对付我们的心。
So coming back to the origin, you have to go back to your heart.
再来，怎么样医治这个水呢？
So the next, how can we heal this water?
第一，看回来，列王记下第二章啊。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第二十一节啊。
Verse 21. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, This is what the Lord says, I have healed the water, never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive.
这个以利沙就把那个盐啊，就通通倒到水里面了。
So Elisha threw all the salt into the water.
就说神已经医好这个水了。
He said that the Lord has already healed the water.
所以重点是神，不是丢什么。
The most important of this incident is about Lord, the Lord.
但是神要借着这些盐来医治这个水。
So the Lord will use this water to heal the water.
盐代表什么？
Salt to heal the water.
盐代表什么？
And what the salt symbolizes.
我们看民数记第十八章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 18.
十八章十九节。
Numbers chapter 18 verse 19.
民数记十八章十九节。
Numbers chapter 18 verse 19. Whatever is set aside from the holy offsprings of offsprings that Israelites presents to the Lord, I give to you.And your sons and daughters as your regular share. It is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord for both you and your offspring.
以前神跟人立约都用盐。
So in the past, God made a covenant with people with salt.
以前的盐是很宝贵的。
In the past, salt was precious.
为什么薪水英文叫 salary 呢？就是跟盐有关系。以前的薪水是用盐来量的。
The word celery derived from the word, the root salt.
盐是很难得到的。
Salt was something very difficult to obtain.
它有这个防腐的作用。
Because salt can preserve things.
所以代表不废弃的这个意思。
It represents, it symbolizes that things that you will not abandon.
所以神跟人立约。
So when God made covenant with people,
用盐来证明。
Salt will be the representation.
证明神跟我们不一样。
It symbolizes that God is different from us.
神讲话不会讲完就算。
And God will live up to His promise.
所以神是信实的。
Therefore, God is faithful.
所以是放那个盐进去告诉我们。
So if He were to put salt into it, it means to say,
神答应我们，神是信实的。
When God promises that He is faithful,
神可以治好这个水。
And God will heal this water.
神可以帮助我们改变。
God will help us to change.
就是我们自己也要信实。
But then we ourselves have to be faithful, first of all.
所以这个水就这样得到医好了。
And then this water was healed.
到今天这个水还是好的，刚才这个圣经就说了。
And according to the scripture, that until today, this water is still good and productive.
今天我们的水泉在哪里？
So today, where's our water today?
是在世界吗？
Is the water in this world?
是在耶利哥吗？
Is it in the city of Jericho?
还是我们在另外一个地方？
Or is it at other places?
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
Book of John chapter 7.
三十七到三十八节。
Verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
啊，就是说应许啊，信的人呢，要从腹中流出活水的江河。
So Jesus promised them that there will be streams of living water flow within them.
是指着要得圣灵说的。
It means that one have to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们今天已经有这个泉源在里面了。
So today we have this living water within us.
得了圣灵的人已经有泉源在里面了。
For those people who receive the Holy Spirit already have this living water.
但是我们有没有常常祷告？
But have we often pray?
有没有让这个泉源呢涌出来啊？
Do we allow the spring to flow out?
还是我们要把它盖住？
Or do we cover up?This spring,
我们要让它流出来。
We must let the streams of living water flow out.
常常祷告，让圣灵充满。
Always pray, frequently pray, so that this will flow out.
我们的生命啊，才会感觉到甜美。
Then our life will feel good.
就像这个水，你看。
And just like this water,
活水的江河啊。
Like the living water that flows.
多么干净。
It's very clean.
多么有生命啊。
And it's full of life.
非常的漂亮。
It's beautiful.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的泉源呢，不要放在耶利哥。
So that the source of our water will now be placed in the city of Jericho.
主里面。
We have to place it within the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
336首。
Please sing him number 336.